This is VOA News, VOA Remote. I'm Michael Brown. Amid continuing concern among members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, elites, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence emphasized the positives in the current state of the outbreak ahead of his trip Wednesday to Arizona, one of the areas with the biggest spike in infections. Pence told reporters Tuesday during a visit to the U.S. Public Health Service headquarters, in his words, we're in a much better place than 4 months ago, even 2 months ago. But the top U.S. infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, warns that the 40,000 new cases of coronavirus the U.S. is experiencing now could turn into 100,000 a day if nothing changes. Fauci told lawmakers Tuesday he is cautiously optimistic that some useful vaccine could be available in the foreseeable future. Fauci said a vaccine probably won't be available by the time students are due to start school again later this year. Meantime, Republican Senator Lamar Alexander stressed the importance of reopening schools and called on President Donald Trump and the public at large to wear masks to help prevent further increase in the spread of COVID-19. While the White House is blaming intelligence officials who leaked information about an alleged Russian bounty program in Afghanistan for potentially blowing almost any chance of coming to a consensus on whether the threat was real, the press secretary criticized, in her words, rogue intelligence officers for putting the lives of U.S. troops in danger. Democrat lawmakers expressed concern about the administration's handling of the intelligence and its inclination to downplay the possible consequences. Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo asked the Taliban to uphold their commitment to cease attacks on American soldiers in Afghanistan. This is VOA News. Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador will travel here to Washington next week to meet with President Trump during his two-day visit. The visit with President Trump will be the first foreign trip for López Obrador since he took office in December of 2018. He said earlier this week that his trip to the United States will celebrate the start of the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, which goes into effect today, Wednesday. But López Obrador has come under intense criticism for his planned trip visit, rather, with Mr. Trump, who is widely disliked for vowing to make Mexico pay for building a proposed wall at the U.S.-Mexican border. Chief Executive of Hong Kong, Carrie Lam, led the July 1st ceremony marking the 23rd anniversary of the territory's passing from Britain to China amid protests over the enactment of a national security law. The new Hong Kong security laws went into effect on Wednesday that will punish crimes of secession, subversion, terrorism, and collusion with foreign forces up to life in prison, touting a more authoritarian era for China's freest city. Passage of the law has prompted several activist groups to immediately close, while individuals deleted social media posts out of fear that the new measures could send them to jail. Pro-democracy political party, the League of Social Democrats, held a protest march against the Hong Kong national security law, shouting slogans like "End one-party dictatorship." The European Union said Tuesday visitors from 14 countries may now visit, but not the United States. That's because some of the U.S. states that pushed hardest and earliest to reopen their economies are now in retreat due to an alarming surge in confirmed coronavirus infections. The EU extended its ban on travelers not just from the U.S., but from other big countries such as Russia, Brazil, India, all of which are seeing rapidly rising caseloads. Argentina is rolling back its easing of coronavirus restrictions Wednesday, forcing thousands of businesses, including clothing, electrical stores, and other retailers already reeling from the initial shutdown, to close once again. Meantime, President Alberto Fernandez recently said the country could return to more stringent quarantine than the one first imposed back in March, citing the increase in coronavirus hospitalizations in Buenos Aires and its suburbs. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.